This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shermyhal called the dam's partial destruction a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video at a ministerial meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris on Wednesday, Shermyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. Federal prosecutors have notified former U.S. President Donald Trump he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, ABC News reported on Wednesday, adding to his legal troubles as he campaigns to win the White House in 2024. Politico reported separately that prosecutors have sent Trump a letter informing him that he is under investigation. This is VOA.